بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The Mubarak nose of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sayyiduna Hind ibn Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's nose had a slightly high bridge. There was a distinctive noor, spiritual glow visible upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak nose. Any person who did not observe its shape carefully will conclude that it was longish, but that was not the case. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's nose was thin, not broad. The Mubarak eyebrows and eyelashes of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while describing the blessed features of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam's eyelashes were long and dense. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu also reports the same characteristic about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam's eyelashes. Allama Munawi rahmatullah alayhi states that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam's eyelashes were dense, long, and the hair was fine. Dense and long eyelashes, as is generally known, is a sign of beauty. It enhances the attractiveness of the eyes particularly, as well as the face in general. The Mubarak eyebrows of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyiduna Hind ibn Abi Hala radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam had dense eyebrows, but they did not join in the center. Other narrations also mention that they were bow-shaped and thin. This means that they do not grow beyond the natural area of growth despite them being dense. Sayyiduna Hind bin Abi Hala running between the two Mubarak eyebrows which used to swell when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was angered. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك